You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Radio. ਨਿਊ ਸਾਊਥ ਵੇਲਜ਼ ਦੀਆਂ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਐਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੈਗੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਸਮਰਾਟ ਜੋਸ਼ੂਆ ਗਰੇਵਾਲ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਸਿਰਫ 18 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਜਾਣਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿਆਸਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਨਵੀਂ ਰੂਹ ਫੂਕਣੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੋਸ਼ੀਲੇ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਖੂਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਸਮਰਾਟ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ
ਸਿੰਸ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਯੰਗੈਸਟ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੈਕਸਟ ਦਾ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ 18 ਈਅਰਸ ਵਟ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਜੁਆਇਨ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ
Yeah, so when I was younger, you know, I kind of saw what people in government were doing, and I saw how they were kind of out of touch with what was happening in society. Mm-hmm. You know, the older people tend to focus on how to get the votes and you know, what people think, what they think people want them to do, and not what people actually want them to do. And so I was, you know, kind of looking at this, and I've been thinking that they don't really understand the issues facing our country now, the newer issues that only younger people understand. And so that's why I really wanted to get in there and change things up a bit and, you know, raise these issues that politicians are neglecting and politicians are looking at because they're focusing on things that no one thinks mm-hmm. are important, right? So they're focusing on things like the marriage debate and the pay gaps and stuff like that when in reality, you know, people just want to be able to afford a house and, you know, younger people want to be able to get a good education and get a job. They're not focusing on all these other things that politicians always talking about, and that's what I want to change.
And you are nominated by Christian Democratic Party, unlike the traditional main parties like Labour or Liberal or Greens and stuff.
Yeah,
we will talk about that bit later, like why you selected that party or that party selected you. I would like to know about yourself, what you are doing now, your family, and the Punjabi connection.
I'm studying part-time, mm-hmm. Doing a diploma of leadership. And that's to help me get a better understanding of how to be a good leader. Mm-hmm. I'm also working with the party as well closely, helping manage the election campaign. My great-great-grandfather was mm-hmm. Sardar Mehtab Singh Grewal, so he was a Mandi minister in the court of Maharaja Hira Singh. Mm-hmm. And so that's the connection I have to Punjab and the Punjabi side of politics as well. So it's kind of a family thing too. It's in my blood to be a leader and, you know, to make change in society. So I was born in Blacktown. I did my schooling here. Mm-hmm. I still visit Punjab every now and then to see the family too.
Now I would like to know more about your party and your party's agenda, Christian Democratic Party. What influenced you to this party?
So when I was looking around at political parties that I thought would support what I believe in, many of them, you know, they look like they're something, but in reality they're not. Mm-hmm. So you look at the Liberals, and I was looking at them, you know, they're for businesses and they seem like they're nice and stuff. When you get into their policies, they just kind of do whatever gets them the vote and whatever allows them to win. And so they don't really care about the people that much. And the same goes for Labour. You know, they're always talking about getting people out of poverty and bringing jobs to the economy. But whenever they're in power, they do the opposite thing. And so that's when I looked at the Christian Democratic Party. They have a specific policy called, you know, One Law for All. Mm-hmm. This idea that that you don't have specific laws that apply to specific people or harm a certain group and benefit another group. No, it's one law that applies to everyone.
By the name, it's Christian Democratic Party, and you said irrespective of religion, by the name it stands out like Christian Party.
Yeah, and so the reason, you know, I think it's not necessarily about the religion side of it, but the name is like that because it's run by Christians. Mm-hmm. And so they take the idea of equality out of their religion, and that's how they apply it. So it's not necessarily that they only support, you know, Christians, but they take those Christian values like equality and like mm-hmm. One law for all, and then apply that to everyone in the electorate and in Australian society.
What would be your personal agenda for these elections? Because you have got Indian connection as well. So what are the main issues that Indian community is facing or you would like to solve?
Yeah, so there's two issues I'm trying to address. The first is related to youth. So I think young people are really being neglected by the government. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a whole bunch of issues that people aren't paying attention to, you know, mental health issues, social issues, you know, education issues for young people that people are just turning a completely blind eye to. because they're young and they can't vote. And in regards to the Indian community, I think it's really important that that the Indian community don't feel like they're being pressured to support a certain political party just because it's, you know, Labour or Liberal and stuff. So they feel like they can support someone who has good policies for them, and, you know, support one of their own too. And that's really a barrier we have to break down.
Samrat, only a few years back, there was a move to reduce the age for voting. Do you think it should be reduced or it's okay to keep it at 18? Because you are very young. What do you think? What should be the right age to vote?
So I think, you know, the current age, 18, is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think younger people who are in high school have the experience or the understanding of how the political system works to, you know, be able to make a good vote or vote for a good person. They need to focus on other things besides politics. You know, they'd be focusing on their high school, not on who to vote for and what political party to support.
Sure. And politically, who were your mentors? Who were you influenced by, you know, irrespective of the party?
Yeah. So people I look to, I'd say there's a few. One of them would probably be Maharaja Ranjit Singh. Mm-hmm. And so when he had the Sikh Empire, right? So he was only, Sikhs only formed 5% of the Sikh Empire, and he was a Sikh. But the way he ruled and governed was applying equality to all. So he didn't discriminate the Muslims or the Hindus just because he was a Sikh. But, you know, whatever laws he made sure it was applied equally to everyone and that everyone was treated fairly. And so I think that's really important in Australian society, where it's kind of like the Sikh Empire, right? So there's a whole bunch of different religious people here, different cultures. And I think that's a really good example of how to be a politician, that you don't just support one group because they voted for you. You don't support just the poor people or just the rich people, but you support everyone. Yeah.
And what would be the first thing that you would like to do if elected to parliament?
Oh, first thing would probably be able to get young people the help they need in dealing with all these issues they're facing, mental health issues, right? So helping them get through schooling and helping them get through the education system and get jobs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, an educated population is a good one. If young people can finish their high school and get good careers, then they help everyone else, right? So if we can get all the Indian community who do come here to, you know, get educated and get jobs and stuff, we can get everyone working and educated, you know, then they will be able to contribute better to society and fix all the issues we're facing now.
And your connections to the community in large, and especially the Indian community, and how you're telling them about your party and your candidature.
Yeah, so I've been getting in touch a lot with different Indian media organizations, so especially in Punjab too. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, the message is spread through there and it comes back here too. Mm-hmm. So I've had interviews with various small radio stations here, Indian ones, different Indian family news companies, discussing what I want to do and, you know, what they need to be done. Mm-hmm. I've held a few fundraising events in Harris Park and Parramatta, trying to get the Indian community involved. And so it's just about engaging everyone and letting everyone know that, hey, there's an Indian candidate, there's one of your people running for parliament, and he wants to support you, and, you know, ask him to also support me.
And you are contesting from Mount
Druitt.
Being a youth, you know, you would like to do something non-traditional, like, you know, even the campaign. You just mentioned that you are contacting media even in India.
Yeah.
That's something totally new and different. What other things that you would like to do?
Yeah, differently. So in terms of how I'm campaigning, you know, many people traditionally focus on letterboxing and door knocking and going out and handing out physical things. Mm-hmm. But the difference is now that with younger people, everything's becoming digitized. Everything's in this thing called the cloud, right? So you know, people, when they look to, you know, who to vote for, or, you know, when the elections are happening or what policies are going around and issues facing the country, they go online. They don't open their mailbox. And that's one thing we have to do, is that when we're running campaigns and we're trying to reach people and educate them about the issues our society is facing, we have to reach them in a way that they can see it, focusing really heavily on social media campaigning.
Anything else that you would like to add in the end?
No, that's all.
All righty. Thank you again and wish you all the best.
Awesome. Thank you.
SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.